Facebook employees speak out, Mark Zuckerberg should censor Trump. By Lucas Nolan on June 1, 2020. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is facing criticism from employees for failing to censor comments made on the platform by President Donald Trump. Ryan Freitas, a director of product design for the Facebook news feed, says, "Mark is wrong, and I will endeavor in the loudest possible way to change his mind." Reuters reports that Facebook employees angered by CEO Mark Zuckerberg's ruling to leave comments made by President Trump on the platform took to Twitter over the weekend to express their dissatisfaction with Mark Zuckerberg's refusal to censor the president. Many employees praised Twitter for taking action on President Trump's recent tweets, which prompted a recent executive order on social media. One Facebook executive named Ryan Freitas, a director of product design for Facebook's news feed, stated in a tweet that Mark Zuckerberg is wrong, adding that he had mobilized 50-plus like-minded folks to lobby for change at Facebook internally. Another employee, Nate Butler, who is listed as working in the Facebook design department, tweeted that FB is on the wrong side of this, and added that doing nothing isn't being bold. Jason Toff, a Facebook director of product management, added, "I work at Facebook and I am not proud of how we're showing up. The majority of coworkers I've spoken to feel the same way. We are making our voice heard." On Friday, Twitter censored a tweet from President Trump in which he addressed violent protesters, stating, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts," behind a warning label noting that the tweet violated Twitter's rules relating to glorifying violence. Facebook declined to censor the same message, with Zuckerberg stating in a post that while he found the message deeply offensive, the company had determined that it did not violate its policy against incitements to violence. Zuckerberg's post on the issue can be found below. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.